In sports, the Atlantic Boys golf team sits in fifth place in the Class 3A state tournament after day one of play at the Spring Valley Golf Course in Livermore. The Trojans sought a 319 team total, and they trail the leader Central DeWitt by 11 strokes. Atlantic individual scores include Ben Reno, 77, who tied for ninth, Nate Gifford, who shot an 80, Jake Olson shot an 80, Zach Stork an 82, Matt Gerhardt an 83, and Kyle Reno an 85. Again, in the team scores, after one round at Central DeWitt in first place with 308, Williamsburg in second with a 312, MOC Floyd Valley in third with a 313, Webster City was in fourth place with a team score of 317, Atlantic shot 319 yesterday, Mount Pleasant 324, ADM was seventh with a 333, Norwalk in eighth place at 339, and Benton Community with a score of 345 after day one at the 3A state tournament. And the Atlantic Boys tennis doubles team of Grant Bohetsky and Cooper McDermott have earned their way into play on day number two of the 1A Boys State Tennis Tournament. The duo picked up an opening match win at the state tournament on Friday by beating Fairfield's Gannon Courtright and Navin Martin 6-2, 6-0. That put them in the second round against Lamar's Kyle Merrick and Jake Thompson, a match they lost 7-6, 6-1. Bohetsky and McDermott then ended up in the consolation bracket and pulled off a win over Mark Moser and Brody Escher of Ballard 6-4, 4-6, 1-0, and 5. That win moves Bohetsky and McDermott to the consolation semifinals this morning that start at 9:30. They'll face Mason Hulse and Corbin Waffle of Boone. Depending on the result of that match, they will then play either at noon in fifth place or seventh place matchups. In area softball action from Friday, Atlantic was a winner in two matches over the two separate games, it is, over Thomas Jefferson. And Atlantic softball coach Terry Hensman talks about the big hits from the first game in the win.
Big hitters for us in that first game. The big home run in the third inning, the solo shot by Alexis Handel, that was the first of two on the night. Allie Anderson had two doubles in that first game. Scored two runs. Haley Rasmussen ran for her and scored two runs. Reagan Pellett had three RBIs, a double, and two singles. So we kind of spread the hits around pretty much in that first game.
Atlantic won the first game, by the way, 8-2, and the second 12-0. Elsewhere in softball action, it was AHSTW over Tri-Center, 13-12. Bishop Heal in Sioux City beating Lewis Central by a score of 1-1. That was actually a tie. Sioux City Bishop Heelan over Esterville Lincoln Central in the second game, 13-2. Boyer Valley beat Arweva 5-3. Sheraton down Nottoway Valley in softball, 6-5. East Mills was a 10-9 winner over Sydney in 10 innings. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 10-0 in softball. Fremont Mills was an 11-1 winner over Essex. IKM Manning down Oakland Riverside, 16-2. Other action saw Red Oak beat Lennox 5-4. Also, Missouri Valley over Underwood 10-0. Van Meter beating Harlan in softball 11-1. West Harrison down to Cam 9-2. West Marshall was an 11-3 winner over Guthrie Center. And you can check out the rest of those scores on our sports page at KJAN.com. In high school baseball action from Friday, it was AHSTW over Tri-Center 3-2 in 8 innings. Cam beating West Harrison in 9 innings by a score of 8-3. Denison Schleswig was a 12-1 winner over Otable and Arthur BCIG in 6 innings. Exira EHK beat Coon Rapids Bayard 10-0. Bishop Heelan Catholic was was an 8-7 winner over Bishop Heelan Catholic. IKM Manning beat Oakland Riverside 14-0. Kemper Catholic was a 9-2 winner over Red Oak in high school baseball. Also, it was Southeast Valley beating West Central Valley of Stewart in 5 innings, 10-5. In 6 innings, it was Trainer over Logan Magnolia 16-3. And Glenwood beating Thomas Jefferson 9-0. Bedford was a 3-1 winner over Wayne in high school baseball action Friday night. In college baseball, Ryan Erickson pitched 7 2/3 scoreless innings, and Iowa beat top-seeded Nebraska 2-0 Friday afternoon in the quarterfinals of the Big Ten baseball tournament. Erickson struck out 6 in holding back the top-seeded Cornhuskers, who had scored 36 runs in their previous two games. Nebraska loaded the bases with 2 outs in the 8th and 9th innings, but instead got shut out for just the second time this season. Chris Whalen hit a solo homer, and Jake Adams had an RBI single, providing Iowa with all the offense it would need. Nebraska finished with 12 hits, but just one came with a runner in scoring position. In Major League Baseball action, the Colorado Rockies continue to own the National League's best record after throttling the St. Louis Cardinals in Denver. Rookie Antonio Sensatella is 7-1 after giving up just five hits over eight innings of the Rockies' 10-0 mauling of the Redbirds. Former Cardinal Mark Reynolds delivered a two-run homer and three ribbies to help the Rockies improve to 32-18. Meanwhile, the Houston Astros continue to storm through their schedule. They improved to a Major League best 33-16 on Friday as Joe Musgrove combined with two relievers on a seven-hitter in a 2-0 shutout of Baltimore. Elsewhere in the majors, the Diamondbacks made it five straight wins and 10 in their last 11 by pulling off a 4-2 triumph at Milwaukee in 10 innings. Alex Wood ran his career-best scoreless streak to 25 and a third innings by yielding just two hits over five frames in the Dodgers' 4-0 shutout of the Cubs in Los Angeles. Max Scherzer struck out a season-high 13 and came within one out of a complete game in Washington's 5-1 verdict over San Diego. Jed Lowry and Chris Davis hit RBI singles off of Tyler Clippard in the eighth inning before the A's completed a 4-1 win over the Yankees in the Bronx. Elsewhere in baseball, Eduardo Rodriguez pitched four-hit ball over six innings to lead the Red Sox fifth straight win, 3-0, over Seattle. Chris Archer was sharp in Tampa Bay's 5-2 win at Minnesota, holding the Twins to two runs and five hits while fanning 11 over 7 2/3 innings. Kansas City wiped out a 4-0 deficit before Jorge Bonifacio hit a two-run double off of Andrew Miller in the eighth inning to give the Royals a 4-6 win at Cleveland. Devin Travis hit his second career Grand Slam, and the Blue Jays picked up their fourth straight win by holding off the Rangers 7-6. The Reds were 5-2 winners at Philadelphia behind Tim Adelman, who tossed eight innings of a one-hit ball after entering the game with a 6.19 ERA. The Phillies scored twice in the ninth but absorbed their 18th loss in 22 games. Jacob DeGrom held the Pirates to a run while striking out 10 over a season-high 8 1/3 innings to pitch the Mets past the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-1. Giancarlo Stanton crushed a 460-foot homer while the Marlins scored four runs in the first inning of an 8-5 victory against the Angels. Pitcher Jaime Garcia broke up a scoreless tie with an RBI single before Atlanta closed out a 2-0 shutout of the Giants in San Francisco. And Melky Cabrera slammed a three-run homer and had four RBIs as the White Sox thumped Detroit 8-2 in Chicago. The game was supposed to be the back end of a doubleheader, but the opener was rained out and rescheduled as part of a twin bill that will take place today. That is a check of sports for this hour on KJAN, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.